Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, October 5th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump takes a motorcade spin outside the hospital. Supreme Court begins a new term today. And as the summer coronavirus spike in Sunbelt states subsides, Florida's gone the furthest in lifting restrictions. President Trump briefly left Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Sunday afternoon amid his battle with the coronavirus, greeting throngs of backers with a wave from an SUV. The commander-in-chief, wearing a mask, waved to supporters from the rear passenger seat of a black Chevy Suburban shortly after tweeting a video in which he promised a little surprise visit to the crowd. Following the brief spin, Trump returned to his suite at the Bethesda, Maryland Hospital, where he was admitted Friday, less than 24 hours after he and First Lady Melania Trump tested positive for coronavirus. Trump's medical team said earlier Sunday that the president, who according to senior members of his reelection team is eager to get back out on the stump, could be discharged to the White House as early as today. President Trump's reelection team has no interest in holding the remaining debates against Democratic challenger Joe Biden remotely, senior advisor Jason Miller said Sunday, despite the commander-in-chief's coronavirus diagnosis. 2 days after a messy Tuesday night debate with Biden in Cleveland that saw the candidates skip handshakes and stay 6 feet apart as medical precautions, Trump tested positive for the contagion. A test on Biden came back negative. Pence and Harris are still set to debate Wednesday night in Salt Lake City, though under additional precautions. Trump and Biden still have 2 debates on the schedule, October 15th in Miami and October 22nd in Nashville. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to begin its new term today while the raging political battle over the vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wages on. President Trump's nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is still on track to fill the seat before the election, with the Senate planning to hold her confirmation hearing next week, despite coronavirus diagnosis among White House staff. Senator Tom Cotton said that there should be no interference in holding the hearing, even though Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing to postpone it. Although Democrats can't stop Judge Barrett's confirmation, senators have prepared tactics to slow the process, like impeaching the president, denying a quorum, or delaying the final committee vote. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was filled with the grace of God and entrusted with duties beyond his years. Charged with protecting holdings granted to Benedict, he founded a monastery when he was just 26 years old. Quote of the day, we should not accept in silence the benefactions of God, but return thanks for them. St. Basil the Great. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Commercial with my Poulan Pro chainsaw running because I've personally tested my new Stinger Ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up down trees from Hurricane Laura.
And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform?
like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in four different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Placidius. He was born into a wealthy patrician family. Saint Placidius was sent to Saint Benedict when he was just 7 years old. One day, while swimming in a river, he began to drown. Seeing his companion in distress, fellow Benedictine monk Morris was dispatched to save him. It was a marvel when they realized that he had walked on water to rescue the young Placidius. Placidius entered the Benedictine monastery when he came of age. He was filled with the grace of God and entrusted with duties beyond his years. Charged with protecting holdings granted to Benedict, he founded a monastery when just 26 years old. He was renowned for his kindness, as well as he never spoke ill of anyone. During a visit from his sister, pirates attacked and Placidius was killed. He's a saint of the Benedictine order, whose feast day is celebrated on January 15th or October 5th on some calendars, due to confusion with an earlier martyr of the same name. He is the patron saint of Messina. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine and Lieutenant Governor John Husted have issued a proclamation. They did it on Sunday, October 4th, and considered it a day of prayer for President Trump and the First Lady since they had tested positive for the coronavirus. DeWine said in the order that Ohioans have long turned to prayer during difficult and trying times as a source of strength and comfort. He also said the special day was aimed at all those suffering from or impacted by the disease. Saying that their fight for justice is not over, attorneys for Breonna Taylor's family asked the governor of Kentucky to appoint a new special prosecutor to reopen the case and slammed State Attorney General Daniel Cameron for intentionally not presenting homicide charges against three white officers who fatally shot the 26-year-old black woman in her own apartment. The request was made in an open letter to Governor Andy Beshear, and it came a day after the public release of 15 hours of recordings of a three-day grand jury hearing, which resulted in one officer being indicted on wanton endangerment charges, but not for Taylor's death. As the summer coronavirus spike in Sunbelt states subsides, Florida has gone the furthest in lifting restrictions, especially on restaurants, where the burden of ensuring safety has shifted to business owners and residents, raising concerns of a resurgent. In his drive to return the state to normalcy, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis lifted limits on indoor seating at restaurants, saying that they can operate at 100% in cities and counties with no restrictions, and that other local governments with some restrictions can't limit indoor seating by more than 50%. Though Florida's governor generally wears a mask when arriving at a public appearance and such, he has allowed municipalities to impose mask rules. He's declined to impose a statewide mandate. And on September 25th, as the state entered a Phase 3 reopening, he barred municipalities from collecting fines for mask violations. DeSantis says contact tracing has not shown restaurants to be substantial sources of spread. Sad note, actor Thomas Jefferson Byrd, known for his roles in Spike Lee films, has been shot and killed in Atlanta, according to police Sunday. They responded to a call about 1:45 in the morning Saturday. They found the 70-year-old Byrd unresponsive with multiple gunshot wounds in his back. They said in a statement that responding paramedics pronounced him dead at the scene on the city's southwest side where he lived. Grant said homicide detectives were working to determine the circumstances surrounding the shooting, and they declined to provide further details. In an Instagram post Sunday, Lee said he was sad to announce Byrd's death and recalled how the actor did his thing in his films, including Clockers, Bamboozle, He Got Game, and To Sweet Blood of Jesus, among others. May we all wish condolences and blessings to his family, Lee wrote. Rest in peace, Brother Byrd. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.